This is a baptism Sunday for us, and this is a thrilling morning where we get to hear how God's grace has invaded the lives of people. This morning we'll hear from Isaac and Rem and Brooke. I'm looking forward to you hearing what God has done in their lives. And I just want to explain what baptism is for just a few moments before we get started. In Matthew chapter 28, after Jesus came to the earth, lived a perfect life, went to the cross and died in the place of sinners, and then rose from the grave, before he ascended back to heaven, he said this to his disciples: "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Here we call this Jesus' great commission. He is commissioning his disciples to go and make more disciples. That is, Jesus' followers were going to scatter across the globe, telling about Jesus, who he is, and what he has done to save sinners from the wrath of God. And those who hear and believe will tell others who will hear and believe. And if you're a believer here this morning, you're part of that chain of people who have heard the gospel and believed the gospel and told others about the gospel. And we have the opportunity not to bring that chain to an end, but to have it continue. This morning, we get to hear from those who have already believed and are being obedient to Jesus' commission words here to be baptized. Baptism doesn't confer any grace on someone going under the water. Baptism is an outward symbol of an inward reality that has already taken place. These three who will give testimony have already been immersed into Christ. That is, they've believed the gospel. They have been born again. They have been rescued by God. Their sins have been forgiven. They've been adopted. They've been declared righteous. They are presently being conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. These are believers. Baptism doesn't make one a Christian. Baptism is what a Christian does to give public testimony to the transformation that has already taken place. These three who will tell what God has done in their lives, they're nothing special in terms of that which would be pleasing to God. In other words, these three aren't coming to you to tell you, "Look what I've done so that I could merit God's favor. Look at the activities I've accomplished so that God would like me. Or look at my intrinsic worth and value and beauty and excellence so that God would be disposed to make me his own." No, none of these things are true. These three were dead in their transgressions. They were at enmity with God. They were, in fact, hostile towards God. They were engaged in evil deeds. They needed to be rescued. Not because of any intrinsic worth in themselves, but God, because of his great glory, because of his love with which he loved us, he saved them. And that's what they want to tell you about.